Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 902. January 29th, 1937. I overslept today. A little longer, and I would have been too late for Holy Communion, because the chapel is a good distance from our section. When I went outdoors, the snow was knee-deep, but before it occurred to me that the doctor would not have allowed me to go out in such snow, I had already come to the Lord in the chapel. I received Holy Communion and was back in no time. I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, rest close to my heart. Known to me are your efforts. My soul is more joyful when I am close to the heart of my God. January 30th, 1937, one-day retreat. I have come to know God's greatness more and more, and to rejoice in him. I remain unceasingly with him in the depths of my heart. It is in my own soul that I most easily find God. During my meditation, I heard these words. My daughter, you give me most glory by patiently submitting to my will, and you win for yourself greater merit than that which any fast or mortification could ever gain for you. Know, my daughter, that if you submit your will to mine, you draw upon yourself my special delight. This sacrifice is pleasing to me and full of sweetness. I take great pleasure in it. There is power in it. Examination of conscience. Continuation of the same, to unite myself to the merciful Christ. Practice interior silence, that is, strict observance of silence. In difficult moments, I will fix my gaze upon the silent heart of Jesus, stretched out upon the cross, and from the exploding flames of his merciful heart will flow down upon me power and strength to keep fighting. An extraordinary thing that, in winter, a canary comes to my window and sings beautifully for a while. I have tried to check whether there is a canary in a cage somewhere around, but there is none anywhere, not even in the neighboring ward. One of the other patients also heard it, but only once, and wondered how a canary could be singing in this freezing season of the year. O Jesus, how sorry I feel for poor sinners. Jesus, grant them contrition and repentance. Remember your own sorrowful passion. I know your infinite mercy and cannot bear it that a soul that has cost you so much should perish. Jesus, give me the souls of sinners. Let your mercy rest upon them. Take everything away from me, but give me souls. I want to become a sacrificial host for sinners. Let the shell of my body conceal my offering, for your most sacred heart is also hidden in a host, and certainly you are a living sacrifice. Transform me into yourself, O Jesus, that I may be a living sacrifice and pleasing to you. I desire to atone at each moment for poor sinners. The sacrifice of my spirit is hidden under the veil of the body. The human eye does not perceive it, and for that reason it is pure and pleasing to you. O my Creator and Father of great mercy, I trust in you, for you are goodness itself. Souls, do not be afraid of God, but trust in him, for he is good, and his mercy is everlasting. We know each other mutually, O Lord, in the dwelling of my heart. Yes, now it is I who am receiving you as a guest in the little home of my heart, but the time is coming when you will call me to your dwelling place, which you have prepared for me from the beginning of the world. Oh, what am I compared to you, O Lord. The Lord is leading me into a world unknown to me. He makes known to me His great grace, but I am afraid of it, and will not submit to its influence, insofar as it may be in my power, until I am assured by my spiritual director as to what that this grace is. Here, St. Faustina writes of oversleeping and almost missing Holy Communion. The chapel was apparently 70 steps from her room, but she had to walk outside through the snow, which at that time of year was knee-deep. And she writes of not even thinking of how the doctor would probably be totally against her going if he had known. But she only thought of it after, and she was back before anything. So Jesus tells her He appreciates her efforts. She doesn't want to ever miss Holy Communion because Jesus is her strength. And she observes her one-day monthly retreat at the end of January, and Faustina remains united with God interiorly on an ongoing basis. Jesus is very pleased that St. Faustina patiently submits herself to His will. The sacrifice of her own will draws down many blessings from heaven. And then Faustina writes of her resolutions and her plans for the following month, as she always does on her retreat day. And then she writes of hearing a canary at her window in the middle of winter. So it seems to be a sign from God. And Faustina writes of feeling great compassion for sinners. She offers up her sacrifices for them, and she wants to become an offering like Jesus on the cross. Then she writes of not knowing the future, not knowing what the Lord has in store for her, but longing for heaven and always seeking to clear everything first with her spiritual director.